I would like you to take your Bibles at this time and turn back to the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. And reading just a few verses of those that were read for the response, for the scripture reading this morning. And that is verse 15 to verse 18. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 2. Verse 15, shall we all stand as we honor God by the reading of his word. It says, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Verse 18. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. I'd like you to focus your attention on verse 18, where it says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them. Thus, I'd like to speak to you on the subject, the wonders of Christmas. Shall we look to God in a word of prayer? Kenley, turn off the fan. Heavenly Father, we give a thanks for the wonders of Christmas and for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Dear Lord God, I pray that you'll speak through me today and that your word may go forth in the power of your Holy Spirit, and not only to those who are in these four walls, but those beyond by means of radio and sermon audio. Father, we pray, dear God, that people will understand the true meaning of Christmas and be saved. Not only think about what they can get, but what they can give. Lord, that we'll pour our hearts before you. And God, we think of those who are not having a wonderful time, but due to circumstances beyond them, that they're having difficulties, dear God. And this Christmas may not be going the way that they would like it. We pray that you'll turn around their situation. Dear Lord God, that they'll know the joys once again, and the wonders of Christmas, the blessings that Jesus Christ brought that first Christmas night. Message of the shepherds, the wise men. Oh God, may our nation turn unto you. True repentance. Be born again. Be ready for your return. Bless in this hour, these mercies we ask Christ, O Lord. Amen. You may be seated. The wonders of Christmas. It seems that people never get tired talking about the seven wonders of the world, but they get tired talking about the wonders of Christmas. It is said that more often than not, the case is that over time, the more familiar we are with something, the less fascination we have for it. We get tired of things and people very quickly. Things that once fascinated us now bring little or no emotion. A person gets a new car, but after a few months, they get tired of it and the newness wears off and they want a new one. People get tired of being married to the same person. And after a few months or a few years, they get tired of each other. As I was thinking of this, I thought about this. You see this beautiful young lady here? I've met her and seen her. Was happily married. And just a few weeks ago, you heard about it. Her husband shot her dead in the presence of their three children. Not only he got tired of her for just a few years. You wonder what went wrong. I thought, boy, listen. You have such a happy wedding and you don't know what's going on in the heart of a person. You have to be so careful who you choose. I think of a particular person, and if I call his name, it will ring a bell, but I would not do that. But he's on his third divorce. And already looking at the fourth wedding. Another one I heard of been married 6 times. Boy, people get tired of people so fast. There's a saying that familiarity breeds contempt. But more often than not, familiarity just breeds indifference. And more, we become familiar with something, the less fascination we have, the newness fades, and we lose the wonder of it. That happiness, that happens often with us at Christmas time. You get a new set or whatever every year, you know, and you change it and you change it. And spending money that you don't have and you can't afford. We have heard the Christmas story over and over. And over and over, slowly, the wonder of what occurs 2,000 years ago diminishes. We got to be careful that we don't allow children lose sight of the message of Christmas. And buying them a whole bunch of new stuff, it could run you broke. And all these gadgets that are being offered, and with the ease of when you shop online, Amazon. Well, you could see that I'm not acquainted with. I never once ordered anything. And with ease of ordering a car online. And sometimes you don't even get the car. And sometimes what you get is a rat trap. You have to be careful. Unfortunately, Christmas is more about making money and getting things. Christmas is more about getting that double salary. What about those of us who get none? Commercialized is the modern word for it. Today, I would like to rekindle the true spirit of Christmas in our little nation, our little island, and our people. Hopefully, by studying it once again, we'll become reacquainted with the wonder and the awe of the Christmas story. What I want you to see is how the coming of Christ to this world immediately changed the lives of people. Especially those around the birth of Christ. We have, first of all, was Mary and Joseph. They were engaged to be married. And then all of a sudden, Joseph heard by WhatsApp and YouTube. And what the other things we were talking about? Something Instagram and Facebook and what else? Who, Twitter? Boy, I don't know the difference between them. Thank God. Incidentally, we talk about these things in Sunday school class, and that's what the lesson was about. And like I told them, listen, I do my sermon first Sunday on my Sunday school lesson after. And when I saw this, I said, oh my goodness, we're going to be talking about the same thing in Sunday school and in the message. And how we could get the gospel out by these things. And, you know, well, really, they didn't have those. But you have these things these days, and they can be used effectively. Could you imagine what would have happened if the shepherds had Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and WhatsApp and thing? Boy, it would be nice. And there are numerous wonders that we still have. And I hope that you tweet about these things. WhatsApp and you have Facebook and the opportunity to. Unfortunately, I don't. In keeping with our subject, the wonders of Christmas, there are five things I want to leave with you here very quickly. Number one, the wonder of the virgin birth of the Christ child. How could that be possible? Not what Joseph was thinking. And the Bible tells us that Joseph was mindful and trying to put her away secretly and privately. He didn't want to make an issue. He decided not to put it on WhatsApp and Facebook. Boy, back then if they had it, that would have gone viral, they say. That's the word, right? Viral. I speak English. An old English. And when I hear about viral, I think of a virus spreading like crazy. All this modern talk that they have, you know, about surfing and what else they have. They're funny, crazy talking. You want to go surfing, man? You go down to the beach and get a piece of board and go surf, you know. But anyway, And so Joseph was mindful to put away. But then the angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, listen, don't you worry. Because Joseph was saying, how could this be? I thought I was going to marry a virgin. And now she's pregnant. And sure enough, it is not for me. And so, this virgin birth, and up until this day, there are those who cannot believe it. By faith, you just have to accept it. Verse 5 says that, or chapter 2, that Mary was with child, meaning that she was pregnant and without any human contact. And some people can't believe that. You know, supernatural intervention. It was done through the Spirit of God. And if God could create the world out of nothing, certainly there isn't anything too hard for God. God has worked a miracle, or God worked a miracle and made the virgin to conceive, according to the early chapter of Luke. And so it is. We have Jesus. This wonder will continue to be and will never cease. Here it was that a virgin bringing forth the Christ child. And no place for him to be born. No room in the inn. No beautiful chamber. No nice, soft cradle and bed. Just a manger. Nowhere to lay his head, really. No praise and gladness. How could this be? No glory. So it is today that there is no place in the hearts and lives of people for the Savior. The only place that you could find room at Christmas, perhaps, is in churches. None at Tennessee, no place at Horsford, Ram, you go, wherever you go, you can't get in. This wonder never sees, eh? The virgin birth. Now it is all about commercial, making money and getting things. The second wonder. The wonder of the angels that move them to glory. The angels played an important role in this episode according to verse 14. The angels, or the angel, first appeared to Mary and then Joseph. Also, Zechariah. And now, the shepherds. And you wonder, why would God use shepherds? Why didn't he use the Pharisees and the doctors and the lawyers and the politicians, but shepherds? And right then I thought, but wait a minute. Back in the Old Testament, the same thing was true. That when God wanted a king, chosen by God, not by man, guess who he chose? A shepherd. David. What does it say to you? God knows how to use humble people. Lest people with the status quo, they begin to say, look at me. Do you know who I am? Now, not that God cannot use people with the status quo. But will they allow him to use them? God used the shepherds. Used angel to speak to these shepherds. And so the angel of the Lord did not go down to the people with the status. And we have the case in John the Baptist, who was born about the same time. A man whose clothing was camel skin and sheep skin and so forth. No royal clothing. God used, and his angels spoke to these humble people. While it is true that God used the angels back then to speak to people, today God is using his Holy Spirit to speak to us. The question is, do we listen when he speaks? Mary listened to what the angel had to say. Joseph listened to what the angel had to say. Zechariah listened. And then the shepherds listened carefully, as we shall see. Number three, the wonder of the shepherds that moved them to go. What was it that moved the shepherd? Brethren, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. Time will not permit us to go back and read the entire story, but in the verses there, we are told, verse 13. Well, even before verse 13, but particular verse 13. It said, suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And after they spoke to the shepherds, we are told that the shepherds went immediately and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The only people who saw them in the manger, the shepherds. We are not told how many. But we see here that they were obedient and they went to see what the angels were talking about. Not out. If we were there, we'll say, well, we can't go right now because we have this and we have that to do. But they went immediately. As God speaks to you, He moves you to go and speak to someone, would you be obedient and do what He said to you? They went and told, after they visited, they went and saw the baby. They went and told the wonderful message of salvation. What they had experienced, they shared it. If you have experienced God's salvation, you need to share it. You have a golden opportunity that you don't even have to wait to share it with people face to face. You have, what is it? Facebook. The only Facebook I know is this book when I face it regularly. And so you have Facebook. Please get the word out and stay away from gossip and slander. As we studied in our Sunday school class this morning, we can't go back through that. Time will not permit me to do that. Well, those of you who are there, you know the story that we had there in that slide. And these things do happen. And Christians don't want to be a part of spreading gossip and bad news about people, things that are not true. There is the wonderful story of Christmas. Please share it with your friends. But at the same time, be sure that your life matches the message that you're sending out. Because people are not going to listen to you and be convinced if your life is not straight, if your life is not right. One of the things that you'll have to do, be careful, especially with pictures that you pose of yourself. If you think that you have to use a picture, for God's sake, use the most saintly picture that you have. Make sure that you're dressed properly. You're dressed like you're advertising, you know. You think that people are going to be convinced with anything that you say? Be sure that your dressing is wholesome. If you are going to post a picture, the best thing that you can do, don't post any. But the wonders of these shepherds. Why would God choose shepherds? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Guess what? They were not home sleeping, you know. They were out in the fields watching over their sheep by night. I wonder when they slept. I guess they allow the animals to graze in the day. They go to sleep and out there watching their sheep by night, protecting their sheep. See, God's looking for people who are not lazy. David had brothers who were in the army. I could imagine that they were big and husky because when When the man of God asks for, don't you have another son? No, we don't have any other. We only have a stripling. We had a little boy then. It could not be he that God wants. He said, go bring him, let me see. And when he came, the stripling came. Stripling there means that he was, looked like there was a, his brothers caused a famine, you know. And he was suffering from hunger, you know. And he said, this is the man that God wants to honor and use. You may be looking not very sophisticated and dignified, but God can use you if you are willing to let him use you. And the same job that the shepherds did, you can do it also. Number four, the wonder of the wise men that moved them to find the Christ child. Now, the wonder of these wise men. Guess what? Nobody knows exactly where these men came from. We don't know who they are. We don't know how many there were. We are guessing that it was three. And you know how we got that three. Because they had gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It could have been six. It could have been nine. It could have been 12, even 11. But let's say gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And three had gold, three had frankincense, and three had myrrh, or four, or we don't know. But at least it seems as though there was three. We don't know what time they got there. It is believed that they found the child, the young child, when he was approximately 1 to 2 years old. There are a lot of mysteries. There are a lot of wonders. We don't know. Why is it that we don't know? God in his divine wisdom have it so that we don't. And we just have to accept the fact that how it is. So we don't know what time they got there, but we know for sure they did not see the child in the manger, as we would see pictures with the wise men around the crib there, the cradle, the hog trough, or whatever it was, sheep trough, or whatever it was. But that's just man's idea. But it was not in the manger. Only the shepherds saw him in the manger. In the manger. So, there they met, and whenever it was, and wherever it was, they glorified God, and then they left. We don't know where they went, but they sure did not go back to Herod. However, we know one thing for sure, that they had gifts for Jesus. Amen? Is it not crazy that everybody is thinking about what they're going to get for Christmas? But they're not thinking what they're going to give. If I may put in a plug here for the pastor, since I'm not the pastor, and you can't say that I'm tooting my own horn. And by the way, they say, if you don't toot your horn, wherewith shall it be tooted? Nobody's going to come in your car and blow your horn. You have to blow your horn. Some people are of the idea that if they pay no taxes from their double salary, they're not giving any to God. Brethren, it is income, so you tithe from your double salary. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people are not going to like to hear that. Bad news, because you're supposed to. If somebody give you a gift of $1,000, brethren, you tithe from it. If you work and you get a tip, you tithe from it. It's income. So how come when people get a double salary, they feel as though that they're not supposed to tithe from their double salary? Wrong! You are supposed to. So you wonder, how come I never get a double salary? Because people don't give the tithes from their double salary. Well, anyway, but it's all right. Well, that's, you know, over the past 40 years. But anyway, ask yourself, what am I going to give Christ this Christmas? No, if you have a birthday party and everybody bring, and you have to give everybody a gift for come. boy, you'll be a pauper in no time. If you're having a birthday party, an anniversary party, a celebration, who get the gifts? Hello? Answer, go ahead. You who are being honored. Your birthday is your birthday, so you get the gift. But here it is. It's Jesus' birthday, so everybody have to get gifts and presents. We got it all wrong. And so begin to think, what will I give to Christ? But what are you going to give? I don't know where you are in life. But I can imagine that there are those here who are in need of new life. Maybe those in need of a new car. Nothing like a new car. You don't have to worry about new cars. Man, they look like they're giving them away. And there is actually giveaway. I understand that one institution is giving away a car. Wow. Boy, I wish that was back in my day. Giving away. Gifts, you know. And people offering your car. You just take it and you don't have to start paying until sometime after February and March. Wow. But I know for sure that some people need a spiritual makeover. Amen? Amen. You could have that spiritual makeover today, and that's probably the last thing that people want. People want a facelift and all kind of lifting thing, you know. Brethren, be careful with these facelift and things. And people want a makeover, do-over. Be careful. But what about that spiritual makeover? What about that a person need to be born again? What about those who are backslidden and life is dull and boring? You need a makeover. Here to tell you that you can experience it. And that's why Jesus Christ came to change lives. Brethren, the last place and time that people want to change life is at Christmas time. That change that is really needed, that supernatural change, can only come through the Christ of Christmas. This is the greatest gift on earth, as we studied last Sunday. Finally, number 5, the wonder of God's love. Romans 5 and verse 8. Mine. God loved us when we were sinners. But God commanded his love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How could God love us sinners when we rejected him and when they crucified him? There are a number of things about God's love that we can talk about, and that's a whole brand new sermon, which I'm not going to preach to you today. But there are just 4 things I want to leave you here in regards to the wonder of God's love. Let's rehearse a little bit before we do that. Number 1, the wonder of the virgin birth. That is of the Christ child. Number 2, the wonder of the angels that move them to glorify God. Well, you don't want to write all that, but you know, you could just write in short, the wonder of the angels. But if you want to, and you want to write long, then the wonder of the shepherds that move them to go at the command of the Lord. Probably don't want to write all that, you could just write in short, the wonder of the shepherds. And then number 4, the wonder of the wise men. And then you might want to add, that move them to go and find the Christ. Go and search diligently, Herod said to them. Search diligently. Brethren, you need to search diligently for the Christ of Christmas. Get him in your heart and life. And then number 5, the wonder of God's love. Here are some things you want to write down. I had this written in the back of my old Bible, and I went last night looking and all over, and I just can't find it. But I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I could remember it. Number 1, the wonder of God's love, his love is unending. Number two, his love is unmerited. We don't merit God's love. It is not something that we demand and earn. It's a gift. Number three, his love is unfailing. It cannot fail. God so loved the world. God commended his love towards us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And number four, his love is unconditional. Write that down. I keep my old Bible. I've had in 40 years, 3 Bibles. I don't have the dates in. I think I do have the other two. But one that I had in Blue Water, and then when that worn out, I bought another one just like it because I love it. It was a old Scofield Bible. And then when that worn out in 1999, I got this one. It says November 1999. Boy, it's still going strong. And I hope that I don't have to change this one. And I went back in those Bibles and I knew that I had it written in one of them. God's amazing love. The wonder. And I spent several minutes searching and I just could not find it. But I know I have it written in. And then I thought about it and I thought, yeah, God's love is unending, unmerited, unfailing, unconditional. That years ago I wrote that down and it's still in my brain. So you see, I'm not senile yet. And then I thought about the song, the wonder of it all. An old song that so many of the children don't know. Children, I want you to write this down in your Bible. And please, don't change your Bible every minute like you change your phone. I've had 2 phones. I still have my flip phone, you know. And I was forced to change that. My children got fed up with me with my flip phone, you know. Boy, when I go to the airport and I take out my flip phone and people must see past and they look, that man. And my granddaughter said, Granddaddy has a flip phone. I said, listen, you see this flip phone here? I want to get and be a millionaire of it. Somebody offer $1 million for me. I'm the only man on earth who has a flip phone. So I have it there preserving it. Pastor Wayne think, you could stop there, you could wait long. But, you know, I wanted a souvenir. And then they have me this phone here that I'm afraid to use because sometimes here I am typing in my little okay and thing, you know. And then somebody say, hello, you call me? I say, me? Me didn't call you. The thing is so sensitive. I say, I didn't touch a thing. Mommy, me just passing me hand over the thing and then calling somebody. I say, boy, me not got a picture and thing to post on this thing here because me go post picture and thing. Then you're all over Africa and I don't know how it got there. And so I try to stir the trouble. And so if you send me a text and you say, Pastor Manny, you're going to town today? I'm going to say, okay. Well, not really. Well, Asha taught me a little more than that. But Asha was the first one. I said, Asha, put in okay here for me. And so everything they asked me, I was, okay. That was the days when you, they run and they. In order to get T, you have to press so many times. To get A, you have to press so many. I said, me? My finger for other things, you know. But now you don't have to do that, you know. But the wonder of these phones, any smartphone. But brethren, you think of the wonder and, you know, the wonder of God's amazing love, and we are losing that. Brethren, think of the fact that God loved you and he gave his son. And so in closing, brethren, think seriously of the fact that I'm not going to make any comments here on these. God's love is unending, unmerited, unfailing, unconditional. Brethren, this is wonderful. This is marvelous.